So I recognized where foods came from besides just the grocery store, which I was really, really lucky in that respect to have. My name is Mariah Gladstone. I am the founder of IndigiKitchen, and I work on the revitalization of traditional Indigenous foods. IndigiKitchen is a combination of Indigenous, digital, and kitchen, and it is an online teaching tool that uses digital media to re-teach information about Indigenous food systems, cooking, harvesting, preparation, preservation, all of this knowledge using this online platform. So I was pretty lucky that I grew up in a house where my dad and grandpa built me a garden, and they tilled out part of our yard and then they fenced it away from our dogs, and I got to grow foods that came from the earth. And so my dad's Blackfeet, but my mom's enrolled Cherokee, and she always told me no self-respecting Cherokee would grow a garden without corn. So I always had my corn. I didn't realize until I got my seeds from the Cherokee Seed Bank much later in life, and they came with a packet that said that same thing, that it was an actual Cherokee proverb. So there's a lot of different ways that climate change impacts our Indigenous food systems. So one of the first things that comes to mind is actually based on our treaty right to hunt bison outside of Yellowstone. And because the winter was so mild down in Yellowstone this year, the bison really never migrated out of the park. And so there wasn't the opportunity to go down there and harvest bison by the end of March, which is when the end of our season is. And so that was something challenging that we've been navigating because of the different migration patterns of our animals. We also see a similar thing with some of our elk and deer, but also so many of our plants are being affected, especially by drought. I think that more people outside of Indigenous communities are starting to recognize this wisdom of Indigenous knowledge. It is this Indigenous history of regenerative agricultural, regenerative food systems, systems of sustainability that are not harming future generations. You look at plants that go well together. So, for example, in the Northeast and into the Southeast and into the Southwest, there were methods of planting that were called the Three Sisters, And that refers to corn, beans, and squash. Corn grows tall and straight and provides a support system for the beans. Squash spreads out on the ground and prevents weeds from coming up. So they help each other out physically, but also beans are a legume. They're a nitrogen fixer. And so they help enrich the nitrogen from the air into the soil and provide that resource for the other plants to benefit from it. And with those tools, I think people are starting to recognize that Indigenous people have been living here, have been feeding ourselves for thousands of years without harming our ecosystems, but also the ways that we were managing the landscape, whether through planting, whether through traditional burning, whether through moving herds of bison with fire or anything like that. And so we look at these systems as ancestral systems and rooted in wisdom, but also solutions for healthy food systems in the future.